From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now, to commit insider trading, you have to be on the inside. You have to know about some deal or merger that's going to affect some company's stock price, and then you move on it. So if you aren't privy to inside information, what apparently do you do? Hack your way into it, of course. The U.S. has charged three Chinese traders with doing exactly this. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
A corporate law firm can be a goldmine for the talented hacker insider trader. Matthew Schwartz is a lawyer at Boies, Schiller & Flexner, focused on white-collar crime.
We've seen for a number of years now an increase in for-profit hacking.
The Manhattan U.S. attorney alleges these Chinese traders got access to a bunch of emails from two law firms, then used that info to buy shares of companies just before their stocks went up.
This is nothing new. It's just that it's a different type of theft.
Georgia Quinn with the legal tech company iDisclose says law firms are already pretty aware of the cybersecurity threat, but she's worried that there's no real fix save maybe taking it offline.
I mean, do we just keep this stuff in a vault? Do we go back to the old days, you know, where you meet face to face and I don't know.
The hackers allegedly made $4 million on insider trades in 2014 and 2015. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.